Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe. In this world filled with serious news reports and people doing stupid things, we say every little thing is gonna be alright. Yeah. Here's another story from a member of Carson and Kennedy's Good Vibe Tribe.
Kennedy, say good morning to Kathy Gill, joining us again inside the Good Vibe Tribe.
Good morning.
Good morning, Kennedy.
You don't sound tired.
I've had some rest since finishing the Great World Race.
Yes, so Kathy did the Great World Race Friday, November 21st. So it is 7 marathons on 7 continents in 1 week. How did it go?
It went great. Not to use the cliche, but it was truly a remarkable experience, both a physical and mental test, but truly extraordinary.
Can you tell everybody how you finished?
How I finished?
Like, I mean, in terms of, you sent us an email and you had some pretty remarkable stats in there, and I just want to share those with the people.
Sure, yes, absolutely. So we started in Cape Town, South Africa. Originally, we were supposed to fly to Antarctica on the first day of the 7-day race, but those plans changed. So we started in Cape Town, finished Cape Town, went on to Antarctica, where we met some of the most brutal winter conditions you would ever want to run in. We had minus 20 degree Fahrenheit wind chill factors, icy conditions, and it actually took out a number of the runners from the full marathon contention. So there were 19 women who set out on this excursion, and I think it was 14 of us that finished the full distance. And, you know, similarly, some of the men dropped down to the half distance in Antarctica. So that was a real mental and physical test for all of the participants in the Great World Race.
And then you have to go run another marathon the next day.
Exactly. So we fly back to Cape Town, you know, no sleep, not very much food, and get on a flight to Perth. We literally walk across a tarmac, get on a plane, and fly to Perth, Australia, where we were met with 96 degree Fahrenheit temperatures, sun cover, and completely different climate. And that, you know, I think for everyone, that was sort of the turning point, you know, coming off of Antarctica, where it was brutally cold. You know, what does the next climate look like, and how are we going to finish this next race? But I think everyone had a relatively good experience in Perth, much to the thanks of the support staff keeping us cool. We had ice buckets where we would, you know, plunge our upper bodies in to keep our core temperature down. And everyone finished that one. So that was sort of a turning point in the week. And from there, we went on to Abu Dhabi, which was another hot climate. And from Abu Dhabi, we flew to Faro, Portugal, where we ran a race in Altura, one of my favorite locations of the Great World Race. And from there, we went to Cartagena, Colombia, and ran in the middle of the night in very hot and humid conditions. And then eventually flew home on Friday the 21st to Miami Beach, landing the night before, where we were welcomed by family members and friends, and finished the 7th of the 7 marathons on the 7th continent.
Kathy, how does one feel after running 7 marathons on 7 continents in 1 week? Like, when you wake up on day 8, what is your body doing?
You know, that's a great question. When I finished Miami, my commentary was, I don't know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning. I wish there was an 8th continent. You sort of get into this routine where you run, rest, recover, fuel your body, and get up again running the next day. And it was bittersweet when we crossed the Miami finish line, because we had really become a very supportive group of friends and almost family during the course of the week. And I think there was a few of us that missed getting up to run. That said, I took full advantage of the spa facilities at the hotel where we were staying and did build some rest and relaxation into the days following the race.
Okay, it would I'm not gonna, oh, sorry. Go ahead, Kennedy.
I'm going to say what you didn't. You were the oldest woman in the field. You came in sixth overall of the women. You are officially a member of the Seven Continent Marathon Club and one of only 183 women worldwide to ever do this. I just had to say that because she wasn't going to.
Thank you, Kennedy.
You don't even have to answer. I just had to say it.
And you hit your fundraising goal as well?
I did. And I think that's really what was so heartening for me was giving meaning to my miles. And particularly in Abu Dhabi, that was a race that I was really struggling. It was high humidity. I had made a poor choice of running shoes. And my why was what got me through that race. So running for Shatterproof, raising money for an organization that works to destigmatize addiction, and running the memory of my daughter really gave meaning to my miles and helped me get through the distances. And that race, and it was very important because it was the midway mark of the Great World Race. So getting through Abu Dhabi was a really important milestone for all the runners. And for me, it was a very emotional one. So yes, much to the thanks of you and others, my current fundraising total is over $27,000. And wow. My original goal was only $20,000. So I just want to thank all the listeners that did donate and supported me throughout the course of the race. I really felt it, and it was heartfelt, and it got me to the finish line.
How often did your daughter pop into your head during the hard times?
All the time. I mean, again, particularly in Abu Dhabi, but at the finish, you know, from start to finish, I was wearing a bracelet that I gave her that says, beautiful girl, you can do hard things. Mm. And every time the going got hard, and you did have to dig deep to get through these races, I would remind myself that my daughter did hard things in her recovery and that I could do hard things and that I could do this hard thing. And when my children met me at the finish line in Miami, they were holding a sign that said, you can do hard things.
Oh, wow.
And so that just took me through start to finish from, you know, Africa to to Antarctica, to Asia, to Europe, to South America, and finally back home to North America. So she was in my thoughts, and I know she was smiling down.
Well, we're just super proud of you, and thank you for letting us know. We love to have people back on to learn what you did, and I'm just so proud of what you did.
Is it dusty in here, Dan?
Made me a little emotional.
By the way,
thank you so much.
No, of course. And by the way, I think the link for donating is still open. Yep. So if you want to text us here in the studio at 617-655-1234, we will text you back that link. You can still donate to Kathy Gill, and just an incredible accomplishment. And you were already a member of the Good Vibe Tribe, and now you're a member of the Good Vibe Tribe on seven continents.
And I'm so privileged. And thank you, Carson, Kennedy, and Dan, for your support. And I just want to let you know that the Good Vibe Tribe is making a difference. You are making a true impact, not just for my organization, but for organizations all over the world. So thank you for that.
You're very welcome.
Thanks so much, Kathy. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Bye-bye.
If you know someone who should be celebrated in the Carson and Kennedy Good Vibe Tribe, call or text us now. 617-655-1234. Keep up the good vibes there, Boston.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 1041.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
Yeah. I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.